Welcome to the manager's desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Can you hear the clock ticking in the background? It's day 30 of our birthday letter month. Have we heard from you? Well, today, tonight, at midnight, is the deadline for writing your letter month letter. With that said, let me go over some of the letter month rules with you. A letter will be counted as a letter month letter if it's received during the month or is written during the month and promptly mailed to us. So if you are writing your letter today, please be sure to put the date and time at the top of the letter. And if you are emailing your letter or including your letter in the comments box of our online giving form, of course, the date and time are automatically generated by the email or giving form. We received this email from an anonymous listener from Fox Crossing, Wisconsin. They wrote, "It's embarrassing to admit how many birthday greetings I have composed in my head over the years that never made it to paper or email. Despite being retired, my days are rarely routine, so I don't listen to WRVM on a predictable schedule. However, I can rely on WRVM to uplift me in so many ways. I appreciate the carefully chosen music played each Sunday morning. I'm an instrumentalist rather than a vocalist, so other than the old hymns, I'm more attracted to the melodies than the lyrics. Is there a chance that the Janet Parsho Show can be broadcast a second time each day?" Well, I'm glad to finally hear from this listener. Thank you for writing. As for your question asking if the Janet Parsho Show can be broadcast a second time each day, well, that would be a no. The program's delivered live to us via satellite. However, with that said, there is a way you can listen to our program again or for the first time if you missed it. Simply log into our website, wrvm.org, click on Schedule at the top of the page, scroll down until you see her program listed at 4 p.m., and click on that link. On that page that opens, click on the link in the left-hand column labeled Past Programs, and that will bring up information on all her past programs. And under the summary of that program, you'll see a box labeled Program Details plus Audio. And clicking on that allows you to see more information and gives you the option of listening to it again or for the first time. Remember, the deadline for writing is midnight tonight. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174, or email us at wrvm at wrvm.org. For the manager's desk, I'm Mike Cornell.